from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Another 0-2 to Olsen.
Oh.
That ball is hit high and deep to right field, and it is long gone. A three-run bomb for Matt Olsen. Four batters in. It's 4-0 Atlanta.
Always nice when you could score on every single batter that
Dude,
comes to the plate.
He smacked the hell out of that ball.
Yeah, he destroyed that baseball. God, he turned on that thing. It was a high fastball, too. He was all over that thing. And then he comes up again the next inning and drives in a couple more runs. Mettelson had five RBIs in the first two innings of the game. And kind of felt like at that point with the way Max was going and all that, like, all right, they're good. Luckily, they added a few more because when the bullpen came in, they were not particularly sharp. Now, maybe it was just we're up 10 to whatever, and there was a rain delay, and I don't know. I don't know what it was. But it wasn't great to see the bullpen pitch the way they pitched last night. But good to see the offense scoring the way that they scored. Marcell Ozuna stays ridiculous, stays ahead in the National League in terms of RBIs and all that. And good first win in the series against Minnesota.
Yeah, Merrifield was outstanding.
Dude, five for five.
At the leadoff spot. I mean, you were just talking because you're seeing a lot more of this. Like, they got to, when Ozzy comes, you got to find a place for this dude.
You have to.
You got to find a place to keep this guy in because he's playing so well right now. And me, I was like, we don't know if Austin Riley's going to come back. He is a utility outfielder. Does he go over to third base or something like that? But he seems like a guy that, that's got to continue to be in the lineup.
Yeah, and I honestly think you got to keep him up there up top.
Yeah.
Like, he's done a really good job in the leadoff spot. Good to see Soler back. He still looks a little ginger.
And you saw a couple of those where you're like, why did he run on this?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could tell that. You know, I mean, obviously, we know what happened. Was it on Saturday when, he just couldn't make it to that ball in the outfield, gave up two.
He did make a play.
That was Chris Sale's. That was Chris Sale's, I think it was.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
He made a play yesterday in right field that was he had to, go down and get it. Wasn't too far from where he started to get there, but he got there.
He made the play.
And then they subbed him out later in the game. Just they were up big, and they were like, you know what? It's slippery out there. Let's be careful with this guy's hamstrings. But, Whit Merrifield goes 5-for-5 last night. He's batting .400
basically
since the Braves brought him in. And he's not going to continue to do that. But it's a matter of ride that wave, baby. Because of where the team is and all the injuries they have and all that. So, I don't know when Ozzy's coming back, but sooner than Riley.
Right.
Obviously, Ozzy goes to second base when he comes back. I mean, you put him at third for Gio Urshela sometimes. He's been doing pretty good.
Maybe you put him in outfield.
Maybe you get him in left field and work him in there. Maybe you get whatever, left or right or whatever. But I don't know. At this point, you got to – Whit Merrifield's got to play.
Yeah.
Like, his bat is too good right now to not have out there. Plus, he steals bases, too.
Yeah, I mean, he gives you an advantage. He gives you stuff that you obviously lost when Ronald Acuña – and I'm saying he's Ronald Acuña – but those elements of the game that put pressure – on the opposing team when you have a guy on the base path with a possibility able to steal bases and everything. But, I love that. I always love Travis Darno. He's just always one of my favorite dudes out there, and he goes yard. And, I was laughing about Soler. Is like, does he smile? Have you seen him smile?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he's a real serious cat.
Yeah.
Even everybody has their own little handshakes. He just puts his hand out of there, slaps, and just walks about his business.
Yeah, he doesn't have time for it.
And he doesn't drop his shin guard and bat.
Oh, no, he goes very slowly.
Yeah, he goes slowly.
Yeah, if you walk him, he's going to take his time.
And then he hands it over to the bat boy. And then everybody usually takes it off right there at the plate. No,
Knocks or Lair.
Just takes it over there.
No, the word walk, he takes that very seriously.
He is going to walk.
I'm
going to
walk to first base because you walked me. It's almost like he's mad that he gets walked.
Exactly.
Like, he looks so mad when they don't throw him strikes.
Frustrating as hell.
Because he loves to swing.
Yes.
I mean, that man loves to swing hard. Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know. Did he smile after he hit that? He had to smile after he hit that home run against Astros all those years ago. No.
I don't think he did.
Just a serious individual.
Yeah, dog. About his business.
I was wondering, because Witt, I never heard of that before. Witt. Never heard that name.
Oh, yeah. I played against Witt in high school. Witt Smith?
Witt Smith?
Witt Smith, yeah.
Do you think it was short for Whitley? Because that's what his name is.
Oh.
Whitley Merrifield.
Did not know that.
And his brother was at the game the other day, and his brother's name is Height. H-I-T-E. Height.
Those are family names. Those are family names.
They are.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know.
I like a unique name. You know?
His name is Whitley and Hitley?
Hit or height.
Height?
H-I-T-E.
Wit and height.
Wit and height. If you add them together, it's exactly what they are. Family names is one word for it. You add them together, it's exactly what kind of names they are.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.